Kia ora korua and welcome to Te Reira and Elizabeth Easter.
Hi.
How are our Tamahina Tauro friends today?
Well, we're approaching lunch and I was thinking, you know, what to have. Having particularly just read a story that Elizabeth sent through around the discovery of the diet from 2,700 years ago, by where some people found some human excrement in the bottom of a salt mine, which has been, well, because it's a salt mine, the temperature is relatively constant and there's salt, so it's been preserved. And these miners, you think, it's a bit of a hard life down in a salt mine. We use it as sort of, you know, I'm in the salt mines. I'm thinking, if my diet consisted of what they were eating, I want a job in a salt mine, because it seems that they were chock-a-block with beer and blue cheese.
And cookies. They ate cookies, apparently. And also I was thinking, imagine if in the future our feces are found, like in a juicy camper that gets overgrown with vines because we run out of petrol and it just stops somewhere. And in the little place where the poo goes, there's like, what would people see?
Well, it would probably preserve itself because of the number of preservatives in the food that we eat. But what was fascinating about this was that they went down this particular mine. And, you know, I've always thought a career as a microbiologist was going to be kind of exciting. I didn't imagine it would be involved going down a mine and looking for excrement. But you kind of, they found some from the Bronze Age and the Iron Age. And I went, oh, yeah, fair enough. And then went, and one from the 18th century. What was was that a miner, or did someone scoot down this particular mine in the 18th century because they needed a little privacy? Was it a hermit? Who was it? So the mystery of the week was, who was the mysterious sort of 18th century mine pooper who was eating a, you know, a more of a processed diet of as Elizabeth said, bread and cookies?
Oh my God, who's poo? There's a children's book that we all need to read.
I have got one that we do quite like involving a mole. We're pretty much, that is the theme of the book, and kids love it.
We love it.
There you go.
And so many different people pooed on this. Oh, that poor mole going around.
We're really, you know, as we send people into the weekend.
Right, can we move on from poo? Anything else to share?
I haven't finished, no.
Okay.
We can move on from poo. Because actually, it just feels like that's where our life is, doesn't it? We're just steadily twirling down the... No, it's a sunny day. I'm reminding myself constantly.
Because I've actually already been out in the garden, attempting to reclaim a bank for a new garden to plant some things. Look, on the subject of statues, people are rummaging around. We're going to be hitting the sort of peak Maria Kondo season as people get rid of everything from all of their cleansing through the lockdown, and you just never know what you're going to find. We've touched on this a lot recently. There was a couple of statues, Egyptian. They thought they were 18th century knockoffs. People had paid a couple of $100 for them about 15 years ago, moving house, put them up for auction, and people suddenly went, you know what, I reckon they're actually the real thing. And these statues, it turns out, were something around 5,000 years old and sold for $265,000. So you just never know what's lurking in the garden.
And you also don't know that people don't make things like they used to. Now, obviously, many thousands of years old, still in perfectly good nick. If you'd possibly bought a similar thing from your average, you know, gardenware thing, what will it look like in 2,000 years? And also, I have a little stone figurine that I bought in Egypt that I'm now going to have a little bit scraped off and see if I can make a mint.
It's a classic English thing, though, you know, an antiquities of your, you know, as I say, how did it get there? Who took it? Was it someone on one of the sort of the grand tours and they picked up a souvenir? Did they know that it was an original? Did someone happen to find it? And, you know, there's again, so many mysteries.
How much hand luggage people, they had a much bigger allowance back then, because obviously stone sculptures now, you'd never get it in a Ryanair. It wouldn't go on the budget airline.
Well, you'd have to buy them a seat. Remember when they were going to charge people for sitting and they were thinking of installing just standing room seats only.
Isn't that a shocker? I'm ashamed of my surname over that one.
Oh, look, I thought it was great. You know, less chance of deep vein thrombosis with a standing seat.
And do you have to pedal as well?
I don't know. And would people have to wear a little rucksack that had the fold-out tray table on it for the person behind them?
Can you imagine? Like, you know what it's like when a bus breaks and you're sort of hanging on to whatever you're hanging on to? Imagine a plane landing.
Well, you've probably got those.
Like Skittles, dominoes, down.
Well, wouldn't they just have a whole lot of those little straps that you hold on to on when you're standing on a train, you know, little hand holders. I don't know. Could be worse. Could anyway. Be lying in bed and a meteorite could come through your ceiling. You know, you just never know when life is a perilous and unpredictable kind of thing.
Isn't this an extraordinary thing, though? Because isn't bed one of the places where you think, what possible harm could happen to me? I mean, assume you don't roll out. But this woman in Canada, there she is sleeping away, and boom, through the roof, and right beside her on the pillow, or through the pillow, a steaming, flaming meteorite piece. That's just
the size of a melon.
Yes.
Like a melon. What kind of melon? Like was it a watermelon? Was it a rock melon? Because that's quite big. And initially, she didn't notice. Like, I guess when you're a little bit disconcerted because there's suddenly a hole in your ceiling, you might not notice like a steaming pile of rock that's sitting beside you. She called 911. And it was at that point that she noticed this. Like, why was her house not on fire? I've seen movies.
Why is it not burning? Whether you think there'd be some smouldering, some smoky pillow fluff.
Or you think that she would have some powers at the very least now.
Oh, my God, maybe she does.
I've watched Paw Patrol, the movie. Nonetheless, not the worst thing to fall through the roof this week. There's a church in England, and they noticed some damage with some doors. The church was ransacked. They thought no more of it. They thought, oh, well, that's no good. Then they were sitting around on Sunday waiting for their bell to toll. And for whom did the bell toll? Nobody. With someone, it seems, had stolen the bell.
And they used the church's wheelie bin to do it, which I think adds insult to injury. People are just getting worse and worse and worse.
What are you going to do with a church bell? Like, what are you going to do with it? Put it in your garden where your other things aren't anymore or whatever? It's
very hard to get another one. I think there's only one foundry, I think, left making. Maybe it's the foundry that is left making church bells is on a kind of a pillage of church bells because they need to up the business because I guess not a lot of people are buying church bells.
The same way that volunteer fire people sometimes light fires. Is it one of those sorts of circular economies?
Oh, it could well be, actually. I don't know. Speaking of circular, there's a lot of dangers in the world. It's meteorites, it's bells falling on your head, and TikTok. Which seems to be the most dangerous thing going on, particularly for young people these days. They're warning people there's a new trend, and if you're thinking of doing this weekend, please don't. It involves pulling on the hair very hard until you hear a popping as your skin rips away from your scalp.
Oh, my God.
And this is, I don't hold a lot of hope for our species.
I don't hold a lot of hope sometimes either. I just trust most of us won't be doing that. Don't do that at home. Don't do it anywhere. Don't do it to anyone else. Thank you, team. Really appreciate it. Get back in that garden, Tarada. I'm glad you're out.
I will.
Retaining a wall or something. Good for you.
No, he's taking up the bank.
Yeah. Thanks, both of you, Tarada and Elizabeth Easter.